T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, we were gonna run this story about the Rockefeller Christmas tree, but it's on the way. But Santa Claus, boy, yeah, the Jets sure could have used him last night. So we're gonna interrupt things right now because we have WFAN and SNY Sal Licata joining us live right now to talk about that great game that Sam Darnold had last night. What, 4 picks, a fumble? What's up, Sal?
Levon, how dreadful was that? I mean, that was an embarrassment all the way around for the New York Jets.
Yeah, now, I could ask why, but I mean, you know, when you throw 4 picks, now we are talking about the Patriots, not a bad team. 4 picks, though, a fumble at that, and you're talking 5 turnovers in all. Is he, what, trying to force it? Does he have the weapons to hit? Is it an offensive line thing? What's the deal, as far as you see?
All of the above, but tonight specifically, I think 2 things happened. Number one, I think the Jets were overconfident after their win on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. Then they were overhyped coming into this game against New England. They know how good the New England Patriots are, how great the New England Patriots are. They're at home, prime time, feeling good about themselves, coming off the Cowboys win, as we said. And I think they let the Patriots get into their head. That was obvious. I mean, they even had a clip of Sam Darnold talking about how he sees ghosts, meaning that he's seeing things that aren't there, feeling the pressure from Bill Belichick, knowing that that defense is going to give him fits, knowing that he's trying to make big plays. You know, the Jets get behind early, and then Sam Darnold trying to get it all back in one big play. So admittedly, they let the Patriots get in their head, and I think those are the 2 biggest things. Sam Darnold forcing the issue, letting New England get in their head, and I think the Jets a little overconfident after their win against the Cowboys a week ago.
Yeah, I'm glad you just mentioned that, Sal, because my last question will be about that confidence. After beating Dallas, now we heard the quarterback, Sam Darnold, who was just, by the way, drafted last year. I mean, it's his second season, right? But we heard him talk about it, you know, if they're all healthy, they're all doing their thing, some mentioning that they can't be stopped. I mean, is that okay to be that confident? Do you want to hear confidence like that out of a young quarterback? Or should he, what do you think about those? Was it the comments, or, you know, do you think he should step back and be quieter? Or what do you think?
I think there's a fine line there, and I think that's on the head coach, Adam Gase, to make sure he toes that fine line. You want to have a confident group, but you can't be overconfident heading into a game taking on the New England Patriots, and that's what they had. I mean, they played the worst game they've played in years. Sam Darnold will never play a worse game than what he played tonight, and it's not just that the Jets are that bad. Yeah, the offensive line is bad. Yes, the Patriots are great, and they have a great defense, and the Jets don't have enough weapons, but the Jets aren't that bad. That was an embarrassing performance, and that comes from overconfidence and trying to do too much and having the Patriots in their head. So I think it's good to have a confident group, but the Jets are way, way premature to feel good about themselves after 1 win getting Sam Darnold back. He's still a young quarterback who's learning. This is a head coach, Adam Gase, who failed in Miami and now is trying to learn and, you know, get better here in his second go-around. So the Jets, maybe they should have inner confidence, but to be outwardly as confident as they seemed a week, after beating the Cowboys a week ago, that clearly was a mistake, and that's on Adam Gase to fix it.
Yeah, they have the Jags next week, so we'll see how they bounce back. Well, WFAN and SNY Sal Licata, hey man, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Levon. Appreciate it.
All right, it's 1:24.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.